I couldn't even read it for about 3 days. The doctor gave it to me and I stuffed it in my purse. Patient is a 43-year-old female. She should follow up with hematology oncology within 1 week to 10 days. It's aggressive. Man, this stuff happens fast.
She had been in the Marine Corps. She'd been stationed at Camp Lejeune, and she came down with a very rare parathyroid cancer. And the prognosis wasn't great. It had metastasized throughout her body. And so she felt this urgency that she needed to fight to stay alive. She's the mother of a young daughter and a teenage son. But she also wanted to see through the fight and try to get some amount of justice and recognition from the Corps.
Along with Danita, the film focuses on several others affected by the water contamination at Camp Lejeune, including Jerry Ensminger. He's a Marine who lived on base until 1975 when his daughter Janie was conceived.
In July of 1983, Janie got leukemia. After the shock of her diagnosis wore off, my reaction was to question it. Why? And that nagging question of why stayed with me through her illness, through her death, and for 14 and a half years. It's something that doesn't just go away. It never does.
We're speaking with Rachel Liebert. She's the co-director of the documentary Semper Fi, Always Faithful. It's about the water contamination at Camp Lejeune. She profiles Jerry Ensminger, who lost his daughter Janie to childhood leukemia, as well as Mike Partain. He suffered from male breast cancer. One particularly haunting moment, Rachel, is when Jerry and Mike stumble upon a graveyard. Tell us about that.
That was a very strange day. Mike had heard word through various people he'd been in touch with, former residents, that there was some sort of baby graveyard, basically. But we all thought maybe that it really didn't exist, that people maybe were remembering it incorrectly. But they decided, Mike and Jerry decided they would go and look for themselves. So we go to this cemetery not expecting to really find it. And then all of a sudden, we hear Mike. We had a microphone on Mike, and he walked away from us, but we could hear him crying in the headphones.
Born and died. There's a bunch of them born right after me.
Mike found the portion of this cemetery that was devoted to babies, and many of these graves were born and died on the same day, born and died on the same day. And many of them had been born and died around the time that Mike was born. And so I think it really hit him very, very hard because, you know, there, but for the grace of God, that could have been his tombstone there. And I think that was very emotional for him and Jerry as well, to see this sort of graphic representation of the toll that this contamination took.
Throughout the film, we see footage of public hearings in which the Marine Corps is forced to speak up. Let's listen to a clip from this congressional hearing. We're going to hear the voice of Representative Greg Walden of Oregon first, and then that will be followed by the voice of Camp Lejeune's Major General Robert Dickerson.
These people are sick and dying and fighting for benefits and help. Seems like we would be doing everything possible to contact every person who is on these bases, and I may be not hearing you correctly, but I get the sense that we're not making that effort.
Our most precious resource is our Marines and families, and we're going to do everything possible to take care of them.
Rachel, why didn't you include an interview with the Marine Corps in your film?
We requested an interview with the Marine Corps, and it was not granted. We were told at the time it was because we were not affiliated with a news organization or any kind of major distributor. The film was produced independently. But we did feel that we needed to represent their side of the story. And we were fortunate in that the Marine Corps, in the time that we were filming, had testified several times on Capitol Hill at hearings that were held about the contamination, and that there had been some other media interviews.
Rachel Liebert is our guest. She's the co-director of Semper Fi, Always Faithful, a documentary screening in Wilmington for the Kukulors Film Festival about water contamination at Camp Lejeune. The film isn't just about a Marine Corps base in North Carolina, as Jerry Ensminger points out here.
Camp Lejeune is just the tip of the iceberg.
The United States Department of Defense is our country's largest polluter. I think Camp Lejeune is felt to be one of the worst, but it certainly is not the only one. There are over 130 Department of Defense sites on the EPA's National Priority Cleanup List, and that's the worst of the worst. There are hundreds and thousands of others that have less serious contamination, but it is a very, very important environmental issue that I think is underreported in this country. Many people are not aware of it.